Next item is the ordinance amendment relating to yards and open spaces generally.
I like yards and open spaces.
Yeah, generally, I do.
This ordinance didn't really come from staff as a thought. They have ended up writing it, but with the attorney, but.
Well, I think I may want to think about it a little bit more. Why don't we defer on it for right now, and then we'll take.
If you, and I didn't disagree with what some of the.
I thought there were some good ideas. Some good ideas.
Look at it and see if maybe there's a way to add to it without having to go back to public hearing, or else we deny and go back to public hearing with an amendment.
Well, and the question I had, Lawrence, maybe you can help me out, is all those ones that we had a month or so ago on mobile homes, remember? Have they been acted on by council? I can't recall.
The four ordinances that we actually, they're all approved.
They've been approved by council?
They've all been passed out.
Okay, all right. Because that changes some of the wording that would be brought into this.
But this ordinance was, the intent is, they're saying it's vague, but the intent is that the reference section has nothing to do with mobile home parks.
Yeah.
The wording sounds like it is, because it references separation.
Right.
But it could be that we need to tweak it a little bit on the legal side.
I can kind of see the point, though, that somebody could come in that, you know, on a mobile home lot, you're talking about, you know.
We brought this, we took this ordinance to the ad hoc committee for the manufactured housing committee, just to see if they wanted us to consider writing one similar that would.
Right.
Be used in most manufactured home parks. And it was, the homeowner, the owner said no, the park owner said yes.
Yeah.
It was a mix.
Yeah.
Went both ways.
Else is new.
So, I mean, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other. If it can be tweaked and be better for whoever the director is, the better. I'm just waiting to see who the new administrator is. We've been fussing about this, as I said, for years, because I know I'm on tape, but I'm going to say it anyway. All the big developers came in, and their last letter of their name was an O. We were concerned that they wouldn't do 99999 instead of 10101010. You know, they would, if they got a variance, they would go for every single lot to be the same.
And I think there's some truth to that.
I mean, nothing against them, but I'm just saying that's what
there's,
we felt.
There's some justification for that concern, because we have seen that in other settings. And I don't care what their name ends in. All, you know, if there's an advantage there to be had by twisting it, it'll get done.
Oh, yeah, right.
So we need to have a mechanism to kind of to try to prevent that too. So that's why I think we need to talk about it a little more, think about it a little more.
I think probably what needs to happen is, depending again on the nature of those discussions, it may have to be discussed and then deferred, you know, to get it right.
Yeah.
Depending on what you do.
Agreed.
Mr. Chairman, regarding this ordinance relating to yards and open spaces, my motion is for deferral for further consideration by the commission.
Second.
Moved and seconded to defer action on the ordinance amendment relating to yards and open space generally. All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Carried. John.